the initial thoughts have been really valuable in that they allow students to identify what might be their stereotypes about a particular topic. And I've used it that way with a couple of the modules, I hope subtly, but obviously these are adult learners. They have ideas about these topics. They have preconceptions. And part of why we do the modules and why we teach the classes is because we want to dispel some of those misconceptions. So the initial thoughts, when it's used well as really the starting off point for a discussion, has the potential to have students identify those previously formed conceptions, whether you want to call them stereotypes or not. The drawback, I think, of the initial thoughts for me, and I'll be frank with you, is that I don't always spend the time on them that they probably need in order to serve that function for students learning. It's a jumping off point for a discussion, but I teach a large class, so discussions have to be managed rather carefully. And sometimes in the interest of time, I don't let them flow the way they might. So the initial thoughts are valuable. As I say these words, I think to myself, gee, I really should spend more time on them rather than thinking about not doing them at all, because I do think it's valuable for adults to think about what they already know before they dive into a new topic.